This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Something is wrong. Let's put that which is wrong aside or in the back of our minds. Can we do that?
Yes.
Hard to do it when it's right in front of your face, though, all the time, Jennifer. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Richie back on Tuesday. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Here we go again. This was one of the most overlooked items of interest this week, it seemed to me, although Charlotte's snoring through it. Do you hear Charlotte snoring? Well, Charlotte's my bulldog, who is often not particularly...
She's a critic of the show.
...impressed with what's going on. So the story this week, and I don't know whether it's the big story of the week or the month or the year, but it's been covered up well because of all of the hysteria about Ebola and ISIS. Did you know that American troops were exposed to chemical weapons not just once but multiple times in the years following the invasion of Iraq? The Pentagon kept the discovery of this expired weaponry secret from the soldiers, people investigating, military doctors. This is a report that was published this week, folks. New York Times says American troops reported finding approximately 5,000 chemical warheads, aviation bombs, that sort of thing, after the invasion of Iraq. On at least six occasions, soldiers were wounded by these weapons, which had been manufactured many years before. The paper said 17 U.S. soldiers, 7 Iraqi police officers, were exposed to chemical agents during the war. Government said its number was slightly higher than that, but didn't release the specific figure because they didn't want to alarm anybody. How do you like that for your government? If you're a soldier in service to our country, what do you think of things like that?
Oh, I mean, you have to be furious, right? I mean, how could they, under the guise of protecting you, really, when you could be seeking treatment early on if you had anything going on?
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous. The way that we treat our soldiers is just, it's deplorable.
Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, we have people standing in line to volunteer.
Yep.
Wasn't this basically the same thing that went on in Vietnam?
Uh-huh. Yep, same, and we covered it up. I didn't. The government did. Covered it up, the exposure to Agent Orange.
Right.
Kenny, I think is what you're talking
right.
about. Yep, and what it did. Big secret, nope. Nothing wrong with that stuff. Used all the time on farms in America. Don't worry about it. You'll be fine. Really? Okay, now, the fate of Oscar Pistorius. Isn't this day four? I thought there was the hearing or the sentencing was going to take about 4 days, right?
It's a long process, apparently.
Prosecution, right. Calling for a minimum sentence of 10 years. Is that likely? Anybody listening to the audio of this? Michael, are you listening to the audio off air?
I did it yesterday. I think they're done for the day.
And they still haven't figured out what to do with them?
Yeah, I think next Tuesday, maybe.
Really? Oh, so, well, ruined a lot of people's weekends. Oof.
Yeah, sentencing judgment likely to be delivered Tuesday.
All right, thank you.
His lawyer says he has no money left, that he has been just bled dry, which you'd imagine. I mean, I guess going through that. I mean, that. How long has he been on trial?
Well, this has been, when did he kill a girlfriend? A couple of years ago?
It seems like it's just taken a long time.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, in the meantime, a lot of people are distracted or find this sort of thing fascinating, in that it takes their mind off of whatever else is going on, like the hearing yesterday. Dr. Friedan from the CDC testifying before Congress about the response, the federal response to Ebola.
A horror show.
Mm-hmm. Their response is a horror show, and the situation as it was presented during the hearings yesterday is pretty much a horror show as well. Here's part of the give and take from that testimony yesterday before Congress.
The multimedia?
Oops, that's not the right button, Michael. Let's try the other button, the one over there. This button.
Ebola spreads only by direct contact with a patient who is sick with the disease or has died from it or with their body fluids.
The multimedia market.
Ebola is not new, although it's new to the U.S. We know how to control Ebola, even in.
Right, can we get to the good stuff, Michael? We all know what it is. We all know. Shepard Smith, our video of the day today at DougStephan.com, is actually quite well done. Shepard Smith on Fox.
It's a great piece of reporting.
3 minutes or so explaining to you, watch the video, listen to the audio. It takes a lot of time to explain exactly what Ebola means to you. Anyway, meanwhile, have you found some juicier stuff?
There is no doubt in my mind we will not have a large outbreak of Ebola in the U.S.
The issue is not that Ebola is highly infectious. The issue with Ebola is that the stakes are so high.
All right, here's one of the nurses testifying yesterday.
I called the CDC, and the agency said that this nurse, Nurse Vincent, did in fact call the CDC several times before taking that flight and said she has a temperature, a fever of 99.5. But the person at the CDC looked at a chart, and because her fever wasn't 100.4 or higher, she didn't officially fall into the group of high risk.
The first day we called and said this patient just preliminarily came back negative. Can we move him out? And they said no. No, they said they must maintain under strict isolation until the final result comes back and until it says they are negative. And the very next day...
All right, let me get to the bottom line here. What you heard or saw or will read about today or hear more of the outtakes about the hearing just once again underscores how ridiculously bad this government is being run.
The fact that she actually called the CDC, told them that she had a temperature, and they said, oh, because it's only 99 degrees, it's okay for you to fly.
There's no common
inexcusable.
Sense.
Yeah. It's just, ugh.
It is, there's no common sense whatsoever. The government is so big, so completely and totally out of control. And this is one place, you know me, I don't want government involved in much in my life, but this is an appropriate usage of taxpayer dollars and government involvement. This is as protecting, I mean, this is basically protecting the country. Never mind protecting, we're using soldiers to protect us from foreign assault and enemies. But this is an enemy. This is an assault. And they can't do it right. And we need this help. We need to feel secure. We need to know the government is doing these sorts of things. Now, how much political posturing was going on because of election season? Yeah, there's plenty of that. But above and beyond all of that, it just is more of the same. So when you think about voting, and you just have to assess in your own mind, what can you do to have an immediate... some sort of immediate influence on how things are running, I think that's what you think about when you go into the ballot box on the first Tuesday of November. Are you happy with the way things are being run? And if there's somebody who's up that's been there a long time versus somebody who's new and fresh and different, vote for the new, fresh, different person. I don't care what the party is
of
the incumbent. Vote for the new, fresh person who's got new ideas.
Because whatever's there is not
shambles.
Working.
Mm-hmm. Government is in shambles. So... now, to lighten things just a bit, let's go back to Los Angeles, where Jennifer is. A restaurant taking aim at comfort food this week. Now, I thought this was the Macaroni Grill. But the Macaroni Grill has other things besides macaroni and cheese. There's a new eatery that is dedicated entirely to macaroni and cheese. The fellow who's running this... man named Kelly, I'm sorry, it's a woman, right? Kenny, is it a woman, Kelly, or a man, Kelly? I didn't get that. Mac?
I'm not sure.
All right. Anyway, that's who's running. Right, it could be. She had a food truck. And so from a food truck, it went to a restaurant, right? Pretty much, she was a former Microsoft, if that's what it is, a woman or a man, a former Microsoft employee said... that she wanted to do something different, so it's called Kelly Chapman's Original Southern Mac.
Huh.
Includes mac and cheese creations, added ingredients including bacon, Maine lobster, crab meat, and vegetables.
Yum.
They have a box mac, which the menu states was included in honor of the recession. Gluten-free mac is also available, gluten-free mac and cheese. at this restaurant in Las Minas should check
it's
it out.
It's such a trend. Yeah, macaroni and cheese, grilled cheese truck. Those are such
it's
big
things. It's down in Valley Village, which is off of
it. Oh, that's close by. Yeah.
It's not far from you. Let's go there when I'm out there for Megan's.
That would be fun. I would like that.
Megan's shower, which is the 9th, I think. All right, so let's go there.
You know what? I'll take you for your birthday. How's
really?
That?
What a cool deal that is. Thank you. Speaking of cool deals, right next to the story from today's
show. Whatever you want up to $7.
Thank you. That's very swell of you, Jennifer. The story next to this story surrounds a big orange box. And when you look at the box, it says, get your free pound of coffee. Change the world one cup of coffee at a time. Get BuzzBox coffee. Michael drinks it in our facility in Washington. Jennifer drinks it in her facility in Los Angeles. If I were a drinking man, and I'm not, but if I were, I guess it would make all the sense in the world to drink BuzzBox coffee. My daughter signed up for it. A lot of people that I know and a lot of people you know have signed up. A lot of radio stations that carry this program have signed up for the BuzzBox coffee routine. And it gets started by you calling 866-456-7805. What do we have to offer here? We have wonderfully smelling, wonderfully good tasting, the health quotient here. Coffee now has been proven to be really good for you if you're drinking really good coffee. And this is the best. Comes from the best place in the world. Coffee being grown here. Arabica. A-R-A-B-I-C-A. I pronounce that right? Arabica coffee. Good. It's the best. Get rid of the old habits. Start a new habit. BuzzBox coffee. Call and get it delivered to you. It can be either in ground form or you can grind it yourself. Get it now by dialing 866-456-7805 or going online to DougStefan.com. Look for the orange box. Click on it and sign up. Get the delivery started. You'll influence a lot of people just by the smell. BuzzBox coffee, 866-456-7805 for your free coffee.
75,000 miles is more than just a milestone for your car. It's a reminder, because your engine may look the same outside, but that doesn't mean it hasn't aged inside. That's why we created Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil, the world's first high mileage motor oil designed to fight the hidden causes of breakdown, leaks, deposits, friction, and sludge. So extend the life of your engine with the proven protection of Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
And now another Staples business tip. An unclean office can lead to the spread of the flu that can cripple your staff. And trying to avoid the flu by wearing hazmat suits can cripple your communication.
Phil, can you go over the fiscal budget again?
What?
Can you go over the fiscal budget again?
Fish in a bucket?
What?
Fish in a bucket. For a limited time, open a Staples More account and get $50 back on a purchase of $150 or more. Staples, make more happen every day. See an associate for details.
The flu, pneumonia, whooping cough, hepatitis A, shingles, meningitis, tetanus. That's a scary list. But did you know immunizations can protect you from every one? You didn't? Well, we do. Rite Aid pharmacists are certified to immunize against the most common preventable diseases. Find out what immunizations you need with a free immunization evaluation at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Availability and age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacists for details.
Let's get down to business. You don't travel too often for work, but when you do, you want to stay where you know you'll be taken care of. That's where Choice Hotels comes in. We have everything you need to keep you on top of your game, like free hot breakfast for that much-needed morning boost, free internet to keep you in touch with home base, and a generous loyalty program so you can earn great rewards. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Great endings begin here. Amenities vary by location.
It's time to earn your MBA at DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management. Keller professors share real-world experience so students graduate ready to advance in their careers. Get started with our merit-based Career Catalyst Scholarship with up to $8,000 for new students who qualify. Classes start October 27th. Full details at keller.edu/scholarships. For students who qualify and start by November 2014, subject to approval and availability of funds, DeVry University is authorized for operation by the THEC, certified to operate by SHED. In New York, DeVry University operates at DeVry College of New York.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Put the hammer down. Reviewing the top five songs from this week in 1985 now on the Doug Steff and Good Dave program. Let's see if Jennifer and Kenny and I can sing. Well, we can't sing to this. We can't dance to this. What can you do to this? Being from Miami Vice.
Oh, you can dance to this.
You can?
Oh, yeah. And you can solve crime, too.
Oh, you can, really? Okay.
Yeah.
How would you dance to this?
Well, I don't know. Kind of back and forth.
Really? Just
hard to tell you about it. I'd have to show you.
Show me. Okay. All right. I'm having a hard time imagining, but it does bring me back to, and brings you back, more importantly, to Tubbs and all the guys that all those bad guys that were put away. And yet there still is a problem with drugs, right? So the song was wonderfully victorious. The TV show actually lasted for quite a long time.
Oh, yeah. This made white jackets and light pink t-shirts remember?
All righty. Mm-hmm. Number five this week in 1985, Jan Hammer and the theme from Miami Vice. Number four. Ready for the World, does Oh Sheila. Didn't we play this recently for some reason or other, Kenny? I know I remember this.
We did, I think. And we talked about it being close to sounding like Prince, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
All right, so let's not overdo this. Especially when you have something good at number three.
Oh, yeah.
Stevie, the Wonder Man. Part-time lover was number three during this week in 1985. Crank it up, Michael. Top three are good. Top five, not so good. Five and four. Three, two, and one.
Then you won't be you, my part-time lover. I'm covered by shirts on the run.
I miss Stevie Wonder.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's still around.
Oh, no, but he hasn't done anything lately.
I had all that resting on his laurels. Didn't have to work very hard. Get talked about here and there. So that was number three from this week in 1985 for your memory mode. Number two.
Oh, another good one.
Whitney Houston, Saving All My Love.
Was just when she was getting started.
Yep.
Yeah.
1985. Big voice then. Stuck with a big voice.
Love gives you the right.
Who produced her song? Anybody know?
Yeah.
Was Clive Davis involved?
Clive, there you go.
Yeah, okay. All right, so that made it to number one. Stevie Wonder made it to number one. I think all these at one point or another were in the number one position. But not that week. This song was in the number one position. We've had this in our head a lot the last month or so, too. Aha! This was a one-hit wonder, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
All right, let's see how high we can go. Crank it up, Michael. And the Americans got nothing on him. All right. We got that in our head now. So that's number one. Aha, Take on Me. Whitney Houston was number two. Stevie Wonder, three. Ready for the World, number four. And Young Hammer, number five, as we review some of the neat music around. How about I'm going to save this one. I'm just looking.
Your big tease.
Yeah, it's kind of a tease. There's a couple of drug stories that I want to sort of put together. Three, in fact, that I want to put together. The report this week from the Center for American Progress, whose chairman is a former South Dakota Democratic senator. Remember Tom Daschle?
Mm-hmm.
Report contends that teachers have lower expectations for minority and low-income students, and that students whose teachers have higher expectations were more than three times as likely to graduate from college than their peers. So if your teacher is behind you or supports you, you're going to do better. Teachers, plural. I think that's a fascinating reality, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. But isn't it common sense when you get right down to it? If you have people supporting you, parents, your people that are mentors, teachers, that sort of thing, if they're supporting you, you're going to do better. Something to keep in the back of your mind the next time you criticize somebody for no good reason. 28 after on Good Day.
This is Primetime Focus. Medicare open enrollment is underway.
When you're deciding which plan to sign up for, we often recommend that people consider the four C's.
AARP's Nicole Duritz.
Cost, coverage, convenience, and customer service. What is my copay or my co-insurance? For many people, it costs $25 when they go in and see the doctor. Well, Plan A might charge $25, and Plan B might charge $30.
Is the doctor or pharmacy you like on your plan?
Convenience is very closely tied to coverage. If the only pharmacy that I can go to is three bus stops away, that's pretty easy. You should also check out, especially when it comes to prescription drugs, whether or not they have a mail-order pharmacy option, because that really is convenient.
Check out Medicare.gov for ratings on insurance companies and other info. AARP's website also has easy-to-understand explanations at aarp.org/MedicareQA. I'm Amy Nellis. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP.
This weekend at Guitar Center, it's our biggest guitar, amp, and effects sale of the year. More than 300,000 instruments will be marked down below our everyday unbeatable prices. It's Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Save at least 15% on select guitars, basses, and amps $299 and up. Get deals like $300 off an American-made Gibson Les Paul. Take over 40% off on Fender All-Tube Vaporizer Combo Amps. And save up to 60% on Charvel Electric Guitars. Don't miss Guitarathon, only at Guitar Center, now through November 2nd, in-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
It's time to earn your MBA at DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management. Keller professors share real-world experience so students graduate ready to advance in their careers. Get started with our merit-based Career Catalyst Scholarship with up to $8,000 for new students who qualify. Classes start October 27th. Full details at keller.edu/scholarships. For students who qualify and start by November 2014, subject to approval and availability of funds, DeVry University is authorized for operation by the TAGC, certified to operate by SHED. In New York, DeVry University operates the DeVry College of New York.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
My name is Kay Swirling, and I am in the early part of my 10th decade. I want to discuss the issue of pharmaceuticals versus minerals and vitamin supplements. I remember a discussion between my mother and me. It was at that time that canned vegetables and fruits were introduced into the U.S. market. It was some time before my mother and others felt comfortable with food in cans. That was also the time when drugstores offered for sale cough syrup and aspirins and not much else. Let's fast forward to this decade, the here and now. Simple drugstores are large corporations with the message that they are the ones who have the power to cure human ills. Meanwhile, the battle continues with minerals and vitamins being the answer to human ills. Who will win the battle? I believe and hope it will be the belief in the power of vitamins and minerals over that of the toxic chemicals in prescription drugs. What do you think?
I'm Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler. I don't feel like today's been a particularly good day. I don't know. Usually Fridays are
It's Friday.
More
usually
fun.
We have fun. I know.
But there's not much fun to be had when you look around at all the things that people are thinking about or worrying about. And then there is the ancillary things, the smugness that comes from people who get satisfaction out of the story that Joe Biden's son got mustered out of the service after he'd been in for a few months because he didn't pass a drug test. And there are some who are suggesting Hillary Clinton and or her people were responsible for planting that. Just gets to the bottom line of how dirty politics is. Mm-hmm. Why would you bother? If that, I mean, I don't know that I give it credence. It's possible. Anything's possible. She doesn't need to do stuff like
no,
that because Joe Biden's a no factor.
Well, exactly. He doesn't have a chance anyway, but Ken put it nicely. And this just kind of wraps it up and puts a bow on it. That he will not even try to run. He'll say he has to tend to his family matters instead of, you know, instead of putting it out there and putting his hat in the ring.
Yeah. Well, but his hat wasn't going to go anywhere anyway. It just
no, but he'd be a distraction.
Piling it on. Yeah. Now, also, drug news from China today. Actually, this is a sort of interesting turnaround. These are three residents from Athens, Texas, who were indicted on smuggling counterfeit prescription drugs from China. Department of Justice says Wanda Hollis, Tim Giddens, and Catherine Nix accused of smuggling 30 shipments of various drugs, 100,000 bogus imitations of Xanax, Valium, Cialis, Viagra, Ambien, made in China. They're bringing it as mules across into our country. And so they have been indicted, and who knows what that means. But can you imagine 100,000 bad pills to get on the market? Xanax, Valium, Cialis, Viagra, Ambien. What happens?
What happens if you take it? Is it gonna? Is it just like a sugar pill, or is it gonna make?
Yeah, my guess is that they market these things. I don't know this for sure, but they market them, and they aren't going to do you any harm. They're not going to do you any good.
Okay, well, I can imagine, like, okay, you take the Xanax, and maybe even, you know, psychosomatic. Okay, I took the pill, I feel better.
Right. Yeah.
But there is hard proof, placebo. Pardon the pun, with Viagra.
Viagra, Cialis, that sort of thing?
Like, you would know if it wasn't working, right?
Right. You would think that you would know.
Yeah.
Right. Maybe there's an extra added ingredient in there that you don't want to have connection to. What did we read or hear about Valium lately? There was something in the last few weeks, Kenny. There's so much stuff that goes through my head. I wonder, the listener, if I'll give you a test. I couldn't pass the test myself on what I remember talking about, but I do remember something about Valium. Maybe it was stories about Valium and how the certain, not the standard, but the knockoff is not as good for. I don't remember, but I know that Valium was something that it was tied to not good news, shall we say?
Have you ever taken a Valium?
Have I? Yes, I did when I went into a first time I went to get an MRI.
Mm-hmm.
Took a Valium. Calm me down, because I'm kind of claustrophobic. Don't like to sit on the inside seat of a plane, that sort of thing.
I would love to see you after you've taken a Valium, actually.
Really? I think I had a...
Can you do it for the show?
Once I had a Valium and a glass of wine.
Oh, my God. And you're alive still? Yeah, I mean, you have such a low tolerance. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. Here's the story of Ricardo Garza Ramirez, Mexican national.
Not the tropical storm bearing down on Bermuda?
No. No relation.
Different.
Nope. Pled guilty to federal drug trafficking charges in Texas, could face life in prison. At the time of his capture, he'd been across the U.S. border with various drugs seven times. Seven times before getting caught.
Oh, the gate's wide open. Come on in.
Federal agents first became suspicious of his activities in January of this year when they apprehended a smuggler with 10 pounds of marijuana driving a BMW sedan registered to Mr. Garza. When the BMW was again stopped a month later, it had 30 pounds of cocaine inside. And then this kept happening. These people are obviously, this guy's not too smart. He was paid $200 to $300 to pick up with his, he had to have an American license, picked up the BMW on specific days and then bring the car across the bridge. That's all he had to do. So he did it seven times before he got caught. And he's not really, he was the mule. I mean, it was his car, but the drugs weren't his. He was just hauling them. So the big guys get away with it, and the little guy goes to jail.
Mm-hmm.
Always is. Yep. Isn't that always the case? Woof.
Bet you can't be a dummy and take those jobs, you know?
No, it isn't. All right, so you want to do one more federal story?
One more.
All right, Washington Times citing congressional investigators and internal documents and discussions with employees reports that workers at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau filed 115 official grievances through the National Treasury Employees Union. This was just last year alone. Among the complaints are the managers retaliating against employees for comments or questions that they didn't like by denying them vacation time. Refusing request for promotion. Hiring unqualified acquaintances who would have to be trained by the employees in lower positions.
Very mature, isn't it?
This kind of stuff. This is more of the same government stuff. I'm piling on, I suppose, when you get to this point. 1,000 is a great number, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I like it.
$1,000. $1,500 if they participate with you in the walk this week, Cancer Society. A lot of social media posts on that. No, this is the story of a 1,000-year-old Viking treasure hoard found in Scotland. This is dating back, the gold, the silver artifacts go back 1,000 years, discovered by a treasure hunter this week with a metal detector in Scotland. The find has been hailed by experts as one of the country's most significant. Found by Derek McClellan, of course.
I love his Scott.
Retired Scottish businessman. Got 100 items in a field near it doesn't look like a castle that you'd see in Downton Abbey, but it looks like an old Scottish castle.
Hmm.
Among the objects, gold, silver crosses thought to date from the 9th century, a silver pot of Western European origin, likely to go back. It was 100 years old when it was buried, and that would have been 1,000 years ago. So this stuff's got to be worth some serious dough, Kenny, right?
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah, right.
And just one retired guy with a metal detector.
That's all it takes. Hooray for him. And time on your hands. That's what it's all about, time on your hands. All right, let's see what Gold Urie has discovered this week. Uri Geller joins us for conversation in a moment. It's 19 before the hour on Good Day.
This weekend at Guitar Center, it's our biggest guitar, amp, and effects sale of the year. More than 300,000 instruments will be marked down below our everyday unbeatable prices. It's Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Save at least 15% on select guitars, basses, and amps $299 and up. Get deals like $300 off an American-made Gibson Les Paul. Take over 40% off on Fender All-Tube Vaporizer Combo Amps. And save up to 60% on Charvel electric guitars. Don't miss Guitarathon, only at Guitar Center, now through November 2nd, in-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
In a recent poll, Americans were asked what power the government had under the Constitution. Surprisingly, a strong majority believed the government is allowed to do whatever it wants, as long as it is for the good of the people. If we look through the lens of liberty, we see quickly how dangerous that idea is, especially if it is unclear who decides what is for the good of the people. In fact, our Constitution is unique because it specifically names what powers the government has and imposes strict limits on that power. The Constitution grants Congress about 20 explicit powers, and the Bill of Rights specifies at least 20 things Congress may not do. All the powers not mentioned were reserved to the people, not the government. Have you read the Constitution lately and studied it with your family?
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
The world is very different since Geico started saving people money over 75 years ago. This interweb thing? Not around. You wanted to know the answer to something? You just asked Old Man Russell. And if he didn't know, he made it up. That's why everyone in my town thought lightning bugs were filled with real lightning. Hey, we weren't always the sharpest tools in the shed, but we knew Geico was a smart deal.
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Did you know up to 1 in 5 Americans will get the flu this year? Because less than half of us get vaccinated? You didn't know? That's okay. We do. Rite Aid has certified immunizing pharmacists at the ready to discuss your risks, answer your questions, and shield you from what you don't know. So get your flu shot, no appointment necessary, at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacists for details.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-566-6713, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get 2 free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, 2 free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-566-6713. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-566-6713. That's 800-566-6713.
Mr. Fire. How do you like that? Mr. Fire.
I like that.
Mr. Fire.
I got a new title.
Mr. Fire. Uri Geller, paranormalist, friend of Doug Steffen and Doug Steffen's Good Day here. Uri Geller has many different sides to him. I will tell you that as his friend. He is a wonderfully sensitive man, very helpful man, a very intuitive man, very serious man. He laughs from time to time. I don't think I've ever seen you lose your temper, but I'm looking at an interview that I came across that actually does focus on you losing your temper in some interview. I find it hard. People, you're such a professional, it would be hard to beat you. I don't lose my temper much, but I every once in a while do.
And is that you're referring to a video where somebody tried to talk about spoons?
It's a video where this is, let's see, took part in an interview on behalf of a fictional spoon bending. It's the Spoon Council, that kind of stuff. Wasn't that fictional?
Yeah. Well, I'm throwing him out of my house.
Yeah, I think so. Yes, right. That was
Please call me a good actor, because that was all a put up.
Right, I'm watching him walk around to the pyramid on the back of the house. It actually brings some great memories to. I haven't been to your house for, 4 or 5 years now. And I'm looking at the in the video of the car, the Cadillac that has all the bent spoons.
Yeah.
So you were acting there.
Let me just explain that spoon video.
Yes.
This was a kind of a brainchild of a marketing guy that wanted to make a video that might go viral. And it was basically the whole thing was set up, and I acted all the way. And believe it or not, most people think that I really get angry, and I'm kicking the interviewer out of my house.
Uh-huh.
I had real nasty emails from people saying, "How dare you be so bad to this guy?" And out of 300-400 comments, maybe only 2 or 3 said, but wait a minute, this must have been some kind of a put on and so on. So there you go.
Mm-hmm. How often is that the case? People interview you. You're interviewed pretty much every day about something, right?
Yeah, well, not every day, but I would say 3-4 interviews a week. And you know, Doug, you're such a, I don't know, you're a mind reader, because I'm in the middle of answering an email. I'll read it to you. "Hi, Fiona, thanks for thinking about me, but I don't do email interviews. I do respect what you do, so I don't mind a quick interview on the phone."
So what is she doing? What is she trying to interview regarding what?
Regarding the paranormal, I have an interview set up now with the Huffington Post, with the New York Times, and the and then an author in Los Angeles who is hugely controversial. She writes about Area 51 and so on. She wants to interview me too. So out of very prestigious interviews like the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times, I also have requests from nice people who believe in the paranormal and they have paranormal websites. I never shoo them away. I always give them their time, and I don't mind being interviewed, although I know that 2.5 people are going to read it.
2.5 Well, that's one of the things about you and your attitude that helps to rub off on other people. That is, you're very giving. I introduced you as having lots of different multi-dimensional sorts, but you're very kind, and this is the sort of thing that more people need to be. It's just an example, setting example by actually doing, I think, is what I'm looking for here. You're someone who says this is a good thing to do, and you do it. And that's
thank you. You know, every time you interview me, Doug, and this is 14 years, you always boost my ego every week. I love you. You're such a great motivator.
Well, I think that you are a great motivator, and I think that's what people need more of. You look around at the world today with the craziness. Yes. ISIS, you're closer to it in England than we are here, and whether Ebola, what's the headline?
And let me tell you something really nasty that I've just found out from certain secret sources, which will probably hit the media in 2 days or maybe a day from now, is that the ISIS terrorists, the murderers, you know, they also have now captured jets, aircraft.
Yes, they have.
And they also have
training pilots now.
Pilots.
Yep.
So the rumor is, this is intel, that the these Iraqi pilots are training ISIS terrorists to fly these jets.
Mm-hmm. It's incredible how the world has gone bananas. How can we set it straight? How does a guy who works with people's minds on a one-to-one basis or in large groups, how do we set the world right?
Oh, Doug, that's, you know, a question that I don't think anyone can answer. You know, I'm not a prophet. I'm not a guru. I don't know. I think that only through negotiations and education, politically, negotiations, Ebola, education. One last question, Doug. If you knew that there was someone who might be infected with Ebola virus on any airline, would you fly that airline?
I wouldn't. No, probably not. I probably would stay away. But I think that's the problem is most all of them, because we've shrunk the number of carriers around, they're all going to be exposed to it sooner or later. Need to shut down that area. Uri, thank you. Uri Geller, check out his website, urigeller.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Blue Oyster Cult. That's it. Correct. That's a great tune. Great pop tune. And it's much better, as a matter of fact, than this. But perhaps they didn't want something that positive at the beginning of a Halloween horror movie. All right. So we got two more weeks of that sort of focus. We also have a focus on the movies coming out this weekend that you may want to attend. So because Trucker is off today, that the job has fallen on Ken Kessler. He'll run down the new movies coming out this weekend in a matter of moments here on Good Day.
You're faking it, and it's killing you. You go around wearing a smile, pretending everything's okay. You put up a front to disguise the fact that you're really sick with worry about your health, about your sanity, about everything. And you think nobody understands. But I understand. You're irritable, you lose sleep, and your mind is racing with fearful thoughts. You want it to stop. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I can show you how to make it stop. Please let me send you a powerful free CD that will help you discover a way to stop the painful anxiety and depression without abusing alcohol or taking medication. I did it, and so have hundreds of thousands of people just like you. Start changing your life from the inside out. Please, call now.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free CD. 1-800-961-3486. Call 1-800-961-3486 for your free CD. 1-800-961-3486. 1-800-961-3486.
Kohl's has brand news. Big names to fall for. Shop late Friday and early Saturday. Save 40 to 55% on junior sweatpants and leggings. Find Tony Hawk shoes for $28.99. 40 to 60% off hoodies. And Sony headphones just $19.99. All while earning Kohl's cash. Starting Thursday. Plus, introducing Yes to You rewards. Earn points, get rewards, no matter how you pay. Enroll today at Kohl's.com/rewards. Or by downloading the Kohl's app. For program details and full terms, visit Kohl's.com/rewards. Find your yes. Kohl's.
All right, let's get a yes from Ken Kessler. Yes, Kenny, yes. You have the movies coming out this weekend?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, there we go. See? How can you beat a guy like that? All right, so what do we have?
We've got Fury, the new Brad Pitt movie. He's an Army sergeant in charge of a tank behind enemy lines during World War II.
I read a review of that, and it suggests it may be one of the most violent, horrible movies to come along. One of the scenes that was reviewed that I saw in the newspaper yesterday, a tank commander gets his head blown off outside the tank, and that's what you see, that kind of stuff. And I remember when Spielberg was promoting Private Ryan, Saving Private Ryan, how they wanted to make that. And I remember even my children's maternal grandfather, who was quite a hero in World War II, in fact, never wanted to talk about it, talked about his experience in the war after seeing that movie. With my two children. He had never talked about it before. He saw that movie, and then he talked about it, because he had not talked to anybody. He was the only survivor. He'd been shot, his plane shot down, or the planes he was in, shot down four or five times over Europe, and he was the only one, he was the only one who continued to survive. Of all of the crews and all of those, he was the only one who survived four times. And just the horrors that you see. Anyway, so, and that's just more of the same from what I'm told. So it sounds like a movie to skip. What else?
The Best of Me, a romance from Nicholas Sparks, stars James Marsden and Michelle Monaghan.
What's that about?
They were former high school sweethearts reconnecting.
Does that sound like it's, it's a chick flick?
It's a chick flick. Right? I like it.
Yeah.
All right, so The Judge continues this week. One of the movies did well. I highly recommend that movie with Jane Fonda and Jason Bateman. Nice movie. What other things? I mentioned The Judge. What else is around that should do well this weekend?
Two more movies coming out today.
Oh, really?
An animated movie called The Book of Life, which features the voice of Channing Tatum.
Mm-hmm.
And Michael Keaton in a movie called Birdman.
That's
he plays
good.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a washed-up actor who used to be in superhero movies. And now he's trying to make a comeback on Broadway.
Is it? This is sort of autobiographical in a manner of speaking a little bit, right? He was Batman once. You ever play any other?
I think that's coincidental. I don't think that it's based on him.
Yeah, okay. All right, so those are the movies coming out this weekend for your listening and dancing pleasure. Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, 59F.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.